This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I want you to get together.
We're gonna get serious. You know me. We like to get serious here. I have been saying every single year, making videos about this, that this always happens at this time of year. It's rapture season, you know. And this has been going on for as long as I have been in the conspiracy game, since 2014, officially, the channel was made. But, you know, prior to that, this has been an endless cycle every single year. And I've been watching the videos every year come out as usual, telling me that we have all the evidence, all the stars are aligned, all the Jewish feast days are perfectly aligned here. I've done the math. And it's definitely going to be this September 23rd. It's this one. This is the one. This is where it's happening. This is it. Every single time. And every single year, the day comes, it goes. And all those people who claimed it was the day have no accountability for their actions and what they've made other people do as a result of pushing these dates. There's never any responsibility taken. There's never any admittance of fault. In fact, they usually double down and say, I just forgot to carry the one. I guarantee it's next year. Okay. And the cycle starts again. Books are sold. Courses are sold on survival and instincts and how to deal with those who will be left behind and getting your affairs in order type of meetings. And things get sold. Money gets made. Fear gets generated. Ad revenue is generated. And the day comes and goes and the cycle begins again every single year. So I'm kind of exacerbated. I can't be bothered going on about this anymore. And this is why I've kind of hit that point right now where I'm just going to have to laugh about this because it keeps happening. And it tends to prey on those who are scared of the times we live in. And perhaps also maybe baby Christians who haven't really been in the game for that long, who are just sucking up all the research and learning a lot of things, and they tend to fall into that pit and get swept along with that as well. Because, of course, they became a Christian at the perfect time to be raptured, and it's pretty much a main character syndrome situation, I think, unfortunately. And perhaps it's a part of the learning curve of becoming a Christian to kind of go through this, am I living through the time where people get raptured type of situation. As you guys know, I'm somebody who has posited and done a lot of work on and generated a lot of information around the idea that we're not in the right time as much as people think we are. I know we call it the little season theory for quite a while. I think the new term now going around is the last season of Satan. But I genuinely believe, I think we're in perhaps more likely the year 1250 or something like that, or 1320. Five or something like this. It's not the year 2025. I think 1,000 years, give or take, perhaps 700 years of time has been added to our time since Christ. I do believe most of Revelation has already happened. If there was a rapture, which again is a highly dubious, questionable claim, which was generated in about 1830, roughly about that time, was it? Am I wrong there? by Schofield, postulated and speculated by Schofield in his notes, and popularized by Darby not long afterwards. And it seems to be a very distinctly American phenomenon to talk about the rapture and this idea. But if there is a rapture of any kind, then it would have happened perhaps around 66 to 70 AD, give or take. I don't think it would have happened in our time. And, 1,325 years later, give or take, roughly. I think the millennial reign of Christ was already here on Earth in a physical sense, very, very literally speaking. And I think the entire conspiracy comes together when you fully comprehend that idea. I think when you want to get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, you're going to get there eventually and figure it out and realize this is why the day always comes and it's never the day. I think we've been massively lied to about all of it. And this rapture concept fits in perfectly with that little season idea. It does. And I think this is why people are going to be going to continue to be deceived and continue to lose their faith when the day comes and goes because of this wrong, false mindset of where we are on the timeline and not really understanding just how deep the rabbit hole actually goes in terms of timeline manipulation. Because why do people have any reason to doubt the official history we've been given? It's not like it was written by the winners or anything, you know. And that's the issue overall, and that's the overall conclusion summarized very quickly as to why this is always going to be a problem. It's if we are in the last season of Satan, just after a thousand-year reign where he's let loose, then the people will be deceived. Even the very elect, if it was possible, but it seems like there's a large contingent of Christians in these last times waking up rapidly to this idea. So perhaps God's people are not going to be deceived, you know, hopefully. But in this time, it would make sense that this is the game that would be played over and over and over again. And this has been happening for hundreds of years. And I think there was a time, I can't remember when exactly, but it was called the Great Disappointment. It's quite a famous example from the 1800s, where hundreds of people, thousands of people believed this particular person who said, you know, the rapture's happening on this time. Tribulation begins now, you know, at this particular date. He did all the math correctly. Everything was perfectly lining up with the signs in the sky and the constellations being in the right place and the sun and the moon at the right places and all the rest of it. And he convinced thousands of people to follow him and gather and to believe and sell all the stuff and all the rest of it, you know. And it came and went, and a lot of people lost their faith that day. A lot of people. And how many people do you think have lost their faith recently? Because the issue is, I've been seeing TikToks and Instagram posts of people who genuinely believe it's the day. And they are, like I said, selling their things or talking to their family as though, you know, if you don't make it, I'll see you up there. But if you don't make it, you know, this is what you need to be ready for. This idea, this genuine idea that I know I'm special, I'm chosen, I'm going to get taken away, and you're all going to suffer here, a miserable tribulation coming upon you very soon. And when you really get down to it, there's something extremely perverse about that type of Christianity. This is not trying to throw shade to my Christian brothers and sisters out there who truly love Christ and are for Christ and believers. But this thing is not a part and parcel situation for Christianity as much as you've been sold it is by modern dispensationalist futurists, American pastors and their evangelical types. The rapture is not necessary to be a part of your faith if you have faith in Christ. I have to keep making this point clear. You're in a bubble in America over there if you think it's completely necessary, and to deny this aspect of it is to not really be a Christian. That's bullshit. I'm sorry, that's absolute nonsense. Okay? Your faith in Christ should not be hinging on the idea that you get to just float away out of this while everybody else suffers. That's not what being saved means. Being saved isn't being whisked away into the clouds. Okay, that's not what being saved was ever truly about, or what it's supposed to be, or where you should be putting your faith or your hope. The blessed hope is in the new heaven and earth at the end of all of this. At the end of everything. When the final judgment has been made, the devil and the false prophets has been cast into the lake of fire, and heaven descends down and becomes one with the earth and renews it and makes it whole again as it was supposed to be in the beginning. And we are all resurrected with new glorious light bodies to live heaven on earth after the final great white throne judgment, after all of this. But if you are in the tribulations coming now timeline idea, and I'm going to get raptured before this, pre or post tribulation rapture arguments, whatever the hell you want to get involved with that nonsense, then your blessed hope isn't in the new heaven and earth. Is it? You're praying and hoping that you get to get whisked away, watch the earth get destroyed and suffer, then Christ will come and rule over the earth for 1,000 years with an iron rod, and you get to be one of the saints that rules over all of those people for 1,000 years. That's what comes after tribulation. And only after those 1,000 years has ended is the devil let loose for a short season, because he's bound into chains at the end of that tribulation period. Then after 1,000 years of relative peace, where people are being taught and the kingdom mentality by Christ himself and his resurrected saints, then there's a time where Satan is released, and we're probably more likely in that time. And then after all of this time, this last season, this final season, where there's no rapture, there's no tribulation, none of that stuff is going to happen, you know? There's no mark of the beast, technically, you know, none of that really is around the corner. They're going to manufacture it to make it look like we're in that time, for sure, and I think they've done a bloody good job of doing that. Very convoluted, over-the-top, on-the-nose, cheesy, tacky, cheap job of simulacrum of that concept and idea that we are living through tribulation and all that the Antichrist and the mark of the beast is around the corner. But the real thing happened already. That's the problem. That's why people are locked into that mindset. That's why they're in fear all the time, because they don't know where we are and who we are and what's really going on. And this rapture thing is going to keep happening because of that. It doesn't need to be there. Our faith should be in what comes at the end of this little season, this last season of Satan, which is a new heaven and earth, a renewing of everything. The final blessed hope, the true blessed hope and everything. And unfortunately, a lot of people have been indoctrinated by, I think, wolves in sheep's clothing, personally, in a lot of these churches, a lot of these 501c3s who may be in on it, who are purposefully misleading their flocks into this wrong mindset, this wrong attitude. We're not supposed to live in a spirit of fear, and the only fruit that comes from the rapture theology is fear. It's preying on people's fear. And some people really are banking on it wholeheartedly because they are rooted in fear. It doesn't matter what time you were born, when you were born, pre or post millennium reign. It really doesn't matter. The Great Commission is the same. Go out and make disciples of men and women. Be a fisher of men. Go out there and spread the gospel. Spread the good news. That's your Great Commission. And you will be saved regardless of what's to come. You were never promised that you wouldn't die as a Christian. In fact, if you want to pick up your cross and walk as Jesus walked, as he's commanded, then you have to expect to be persecuted, suffer, and to die. And only through those prerequisites can you be resurrected and born again into your glorious new light body. Only then. You have to die. Okay? And I'm not just talking about the metaphorical being born again. The old man dies and the new man is born in the spirit. That is also there. That's an echo of the thing that needs to come finally. You're not perfected until death and resurrection. Okay, and that's how Christ did it. He showed us the way, and the way was through death and resurrection. So this whole rapture idea that, well, everyone else has to, you don't have to die though. You're special. You get to just sit out that painful death part. You don't have to suffer persecution as a Christian, as a believer in Christ. You're okay. You get to just chill out for a bit. And everyone else who's left behind has to suffer that kind of stuff. Because you were perfect. You did it right, you know. You were just so great. You were just so wonderful that you just don't have to do what all the other people throughout human history have to do. You're special. And I feel like there's a certain sense of narcissistic, psychopathic self-centeredness that surrounds that idea as well, which has always made me disgusted and cringe. And I'm not alone in this, because from the outside, people who are not Christians, when they look in at what this group is doing, what our community is doing in these attitudes, they hate us. Not because, like, oh, well, you hate Christians because people are just like, no, because we are just ridiculous. We look and sound ridiculous to them. And they hate the results of what these type of ideologies create in people. I was listening to a video earlier, and this guy is saying, right, let's make a deal. And by the way, this guy's not a Christian, but he was basically saying this to all those out there who said you would be raptured, sold books about it.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Paid money off of this were pastors and preachers and so forth. You need to have accountability. And this is the deal he made. He says, if you are right and people get raptured on the 23rd or the 24th, giving a bit of leeway there, I will become a Christian. I will be there through the tribulation and I'll be bringing people onto Christ. And he basically gave the perfect Christian mission statement. He understands Christianity well, this guy, clearly. And he was laying out that he will be going against Satan. He will not take the mark of the beast. He'll be doing everything. He's going to be the man on the ground who didn't get taken but gets to spread the gospel and the truth. He will full-heartedly do that. But in return, the deal is, if you're wrong, you have to admit that you were wrong. And you are, by definition, a false prophet because you said God told you it was going to happen on that day. And the prerequisites are pretty clear in the Bible. A prophet cannot be wrong. Not even once. Okay, and this guy is saying, you know, if you will not admit that, then we're done. We're washing our hands of you, of Christians in general. We're sick of this. The suffering and pain you have caused people, the things you have made them done through selling this idea, by claiming that God told you it was definitely on this date, making people who trusted you sell all their things, make their life objectively worse as a result of this, alienate themselves, be passive, make no progression in life, because what's the point, right? We're all just going to get taken away. He was making a very clear case that the Christians who are saying and doing these things bear extremely bad fruit and are practically evil for doing so. And they do not admit fault. There's no accountability. And this is happening every year. It is. Every year. Even I've seen it as a Christian, as a believer. Every year this happens. And they do not take accountability. They don't apologize. They don't issue refunds for the books they sold or the survival kits they sold or anything like that. They don't come back. They don't step down from positions of prophetic word saying, well, I guess I'm not a prophet. I was wrong. I'll not say a single thing again. They don't do anything. They double down and go even harder. Never say God told me or God showed me, especially not in this season, especially not in the little season. In the last season of Satan. No. Now, you can have a personal revelation, sure. And you can think, okay, maybe I think God showed me this. But do not go out there and prophesy to the rest of the people saying, God told me this is exactly how it's going to go down. And you all need to follow me and believe me when I say this. Never do that. It's not a good idea now. Not a good idea. We are called not to prophesy. We are called to go out and make disciples of men and women. We're going to spread the gospel, spread the good news of Jesus Christ, the one who came to put an end to all of it, the final prophecy, the Savior. No more prophets after him, right? It's done. It is finished. He made it clear. But the problem is people still think we're in some sort of extended Pentecost period. And we're supposed to be using the gifts of the Spirit to do these things because they are messed up on where they are on the timeline. And the longer Christians continue to play this foolish game, the more foolish we look to the outside world, the more people fall away and lose their faith and get taken up by atheism and nihilism and the rest. The worse things get, do you understand? You know, just because you had a thought or an idea that made you feel good, all you felt was the truth, does not mean it was a message from God. I have always been extremely careful never to once say in any of my theorizing or all my videos or everything I've done that God showed me that this is what it is. Never once. For this reason. The optics are terrible. And to say such a thing, like the burden that puts on you in a way, and you have to know that if you are wrong, that means a lot, because you said God told you. Do you understand how, the implications of all of that, the weight behind all of that, especially to people, observers on the outside? Like, do people not think before they open their mouths? I don't know. So there you go. There's a rant. There's a a diatribe of rage and anger towards this concept, because it needs to stop. It has to stop. We cannot continue to do this. This is going to destroy Christendom as a whole. This is going to make people fall away en masse. This is not a good look. Look, we're called to love one another. I don't hate the Christians who say these things. I love you. I think there's a problem. I think you've been lied to and deceived in many ways. I'm not calling you out to shame you. I'm not trying to put you down or upset you. I'm trying to just get you to understand and get some perspective here. Okay, I want you to know this to help. I believe in Jesus Christ too. He is my Lord and Savior. I profess with my mouth. I shout it from the mountains with this channel to thousands of people. I want people to come to Christ. I want them to be saved, but I need them to understand what that means. And it's not being whisked up into the clouds, okay? And I don't want you to be deceived into thinking that's what it is from wolves out there who make a lot of money selling you that lie. I take it from somebody who understands ad revenue and how it works. I get a very low ad revenue base. Per 1,000 views is how they do it. And you get a rate based on what advertisers want to advertise on your rate. And my rate is very low. It's about £4.86. That's about $6 per 1,000 views, roughly. I make a relatively decent living doing this, enough to pay the bills, keep a roof over my head, keep my family fed, and so forth. But the people who get millions of views, not the tens of thousands or something like this, but millions and millions of views off this fear porn propaganda, they are making a lot of money. 1 million views, what's that? Is that how many thousands is that? Times that by $5. Okay, that's a lot of ad revenue for one video, isn't it? You have to think. Do the people saying these things and claiming to be prophets who generate millions of views following them that always prove to be wrong, but continue to double down and continue anyway? Do you think these people are really doing it because God told them? Or do you think there may be other incentives behind it? You think Mammon might have something to do with this? What spirit do you think is truly talking to them? They might actually believe it. But what spirit do you think is truly talking through them? Do you think they've actually tested the spirit before they profess and go out there and say, I am a prophet and I have the truth? Do you think they have, realistically? I imagine the money has a lot to do with this. I really do. I think in some way, I think people can deceive themselves into thinking, well, because I'm making so much money, God is blessing me for giving this message. And that's a sign that this is the right thing to do. I do think they delude themselves like this. I really do. At the end of the day, YouTube is an algorithm. It doesn't care about what you're talking about as long as it generates clicks and views. So the algorithm tends to boost stuff like that and put it out there. And before you know it, ordinary people out there see this on their home screen. And what do you think that makes them think when they see something like that? You think that looks good to the wider Christian community? Think about it. Now, look, I'm not here to say that tribulation isn't coming necessarily. I think we're going to go through some pretty tumultuous times. If this is the last time, then yes, there is war around the corner. Big, big, serious, psychedelic, never before seen, unprecedented warfare. Not just between brother against brother, man against man, but I'm talking about man against a force that they can't fully comprehend as well. They may pose as aliens, but they're more than likely demons in some way. And I think we're going to be tricked and deceived through many false philosophies and ideas and doctrines coming in the future once Christianity has been destroyed and crushed along with all the other religions in the world, after we've all just been completely exacerbated through the lies and the false predictions and the rest of it. We're going to be indoctrinated to follow a Luciferian false religion that is around the corner, and then people are going to be convinced to fight against a common enemy of some kind, and you best believe we're going to be convinced to make war with the camp of saints as written in Revelation. But no one's going to know that we're there or doing that or fulfilling such prophecy of the final end game of Revelation if we still think the rapture's around the corner or tribulation is yet to come upon us. And when the things do hit the fan, when it all goes down and it doesn't look anything like tribulation, many Christians are going to lose themselves. They're going to lose it. They're going to lose the faith. They're going to fall away en masse very quickly. And they were corralled into that position from an agenda that's been in the works for hundreds of years since the end of that millennial reign. So I believe. And the idea is spreading. I just saw the other day JT was talking with John Pounders about this. John Pounders on Now You See TV with his co-host berating it, saying this is the doctrine of the Jesuits and the demons, and then it's Satan deceiving people, and this is all just nonsense, don't listen to it. But John Pounders, you could tell, I could tell when he was on that show, he was listening, and I think he was more open-minded. He was like, well, actually, no, maybe there is something here. And he stuck to his guns on the idea that, no, this is not, I think, tribulation's coming. But he at least heard out JT. And I haven't had a chance to listen to this yet, but the fact that even John Pounders is now on his own without that David Carrico there to shame him into even thinking about it, on his own volition, thought about it and heard it out clearly. And I'm sure Joe did a fantastic job, you know, as an ambassador for this idea. And I need to listen to it still. But the fact that it's growing to such a wide audience, tens of thousands of views now, it's growing rapidly, it's spreading far, it's bringing people to Christ, because finally it makes sense of where we are, who we are, what's really going on, and why there's some glaring discrepancies with the mainstream, mainline version of Christianity that we have to deal with today. It removes the element of faith, and instead you know. Who doesn't want that as a Christian? To know for a fact that our Lord and Savior kept the word to the people in his time. He returned as promised in their time. He has not left us for 2,000 years here to figure it out. He came when he said he was. He established his kingdom. He is here. He is alive. He is reigning. He is risen. He is king over everything. And the time is truly almost up. You want to talk about the end times? The end times these people are talking about? It's not even the end times. There's supposed to be 1,000 years after their end times. What we're talking about, what we've been trying to say, what we're explaining here is the true end. And I don't have a date for you. I would never set a date. It's as long as it takes. I quite famously say, well, how long's a piece of string? How long does it take for Satan to gather an army, the numbers of the sands of the sea, to make war with the camp of saints? How long does that take? It takes as long as it takes. Who really knows how long a season is when it comes to this type of thing? We have no idea. Our history books are a lie. We don't even know how long it's truly been. We only live for a short period of time, and there are people with their hands in our history books who are controlling what we think and believe with all the institutions that surround us for so long. And this rapture stuff reeks of their handiwork. Smells off to me.
I want you to get together.